Jaguars were looking for more than a state championship in 1998. They considered themselves to be a Super Bowl contender. The 7-2 record they sported in mid-November of that season certainly lent credibility to their argument. But they wanted the sweep of Florida when Tampa showed up in Jacksonville, having already knocked off the Dolphins on Monday Night Football a month earlier. Rookie running back Fred Taylor's first two touchdown runs of the day gave the Jaguars an early lead and made them look like a contender.
Snap, hands off, Taylor running outside. Here comes Fred Taylor looking for the end zone. Touchdown! His second touchdown of the first half.
But Trent Dilfer's third touchdown pass, a 79-yarder to Taylor's college buddy Riddell Anthony, pushed the Bucs to a 24-20 lead early in the fourth quarter. Mark Brunell then engineered a 14-play drive that began on the Jaguars' 20-yard line. But with just 3:27 left to play, the offense stalled, and they were forced to settle for a Mike Hollis field goal that cut the lead to 24-23. The defense, though, rose to the occasion, and less than a minute came off the game clock before the Bucs were punting, and the ball was back in Mark Brunell's hands until he gave it to Taylor on the very first play of the drive.
Looking up the middle, now cutting back, there he goes. Fred's at the 40, Fred breaks a tackle, he's on the run at the 50. Fred's on the go, he's at the 30, Fred 20, Fred 10, he's into the end zone, touchdown Jacksonville! Wow!
Seventy yards later, Taylor was in the end zone with his fourth touchdown run of 50 or more yards on that season. And the Jaguars were up 29-24 and headed to their eighth win in 10 games.
I'll see you Wednesday. 1, 2, 3.